Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Don Flahiff, VP of Corporate Development for Northern Lion Gold. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is NL. And they are a Canadian mineral exploration company with some of its key projects in Cyprus, Portugal, as well as Sweden. Thanks for joining us today there, Don.
Hi, you're very welcome. Nice to speak with you.
Great. Anytime now. Start off by talking to us about the recent news. You recently expanded your grant permit at the Cyprus project.
Yes. Well, we're a European-focused resource exploration company. We've had projects previously in Scandinavia and Portugal and Sweden, where we currently are still active. And over the course of the last couple of years, we geologists and geochemists that work with our company are always, they're scientists at heart, obviously, and they're looking for projects and ideas. And one of these gentlemen that we've been worked very closely with for some time approached us about the prospectivity and the potential in a place called Cyprus. And so we have a lot of time for Alf Bjorklund, who's the gentleman I refer to, and he brought Cyprus to our attention, and we have proceeded to look at the country, and it's got a fabulous history of resources, copper in particular. The term Cyprus copper is a style of mineralization that was established and named after the island of Cyprus, and mining has taken place there since the Bronze Age, 5,000 plus years ago. It's quite prospective still, and we believe that there's the potential to host substantial gold deposits as well as copper on the island. The style of mineralization we're looking at is called VMS, volcanic massive sulfide deposits, and they're quite often multi-element. And to that end, we've gone out and done sampling and exploration and reconnaissance, and have put together a small land package. And we're now growing that land package. We believe that it's an excellent opportunity.
Great. Now you also own a property in Moura, which is in Portugal, as well as 100% own projects in the Burgliston mining district in Sweden. Can you bring us up to speed on your other main projects?
Yes, Portugal. We have a project area, as you referred to, called Moura. It's a lead zinc silver belt. It's 100% owned by Northern Lion. We acquired that project about 4 years ago. Portugal is highly prospective for mineralization. Many mines operating in the country, member of the EU, a good place to work, infrastructure, and all those important things. The Moura project, we did a fairly extensive exploration program over the last couple of years. We've identified two deposits of lead, zinc, silver on the project area. It's a large area, some 380 square kilometers. And we conducted two drill programs over the course of the last couple of years. What we did is we put a lot of time compiling all the data and the results that we've had. We've had good results out of Moura. And really with the meltdown in the financial markets and the softening in base metal prices, in particular lead, zinc, we decided that it was probably best at this time to stop putting money into the ground and just put the project on care and maintenance until we see where the markets go. We're actually now feeling a lot more enthused with the prospects of Moura. Lead and zinc prices have come back quite nicely. They're at, you know, fairly attractive prices, over a dollar. And we are currently reviewing our project there, and we will be doing some work there in the coming months.
Well, great. And so, yeah, how well positioned is the company to take advantage on some of the market trends right now with your projects?
Well, I think very well. We're Northern Lion is a European-focused exploration company. We think that's a unique niche in its own, operating in Europe, geopolitically stable, safe environment. There are lots of mining opportunities available out there for explorers like ourselves. We're reasonably well capitalized. We have approximately $3 million in cash and shares that the company has at this time. We've got three distinct project areas: Portugal, the Moura project, which we just spoke about, Cyprus, which I touched on briefly, and we also have a series of mineral claims 100% owned in Sweden, which is also a highly prospective historic mining district, the Bergslagen district, again known for zinc and lead and silver and copper. So I think we are well positioned. The Cyprus story in particular has got a distinct gold exposure to it, we believe. And we're in the business of being the exploration arm of the majors. With these rising metal prices, major companies really don't conduct that much grassroots exploration these days. They count on the junior exploration companies to go do this work. And as you develop assets, it's at that point that they come in and either take you over or partner with you or a combination of the above. And I just think we're in a really good time for resource exploration. And if the company has the financial wherewithal to access the capital markets and develop quality projects, that's good space to be in.
Very, very well put. Now, so what else would you say makes Northern Lion unique from some of the other players in your sector? Would it be your portfolio or?
Well, I think we have a nice mix in our portfolio. We also have extremely talented people from a technical standpoint. We've got a strong board. These are all important things. We've been able to raise substantial funds over the last 10 years. The company's been established since 2000 or 2001. We've probably raised 15 or 20 million in the markets over the course of time. We've developed some projects. We've sold one project to a mining company, a project we had in Finland a couple of years ago. And, we have a good share structure, which is also very important. At the end of the day, it's the market capitalization of the company, the projects you have, and the risk-reward profile. We currently have 31 million shares issued. We have over 3 million in assets. So that gives us a breakup value, in simple terms of 10 cents a share. We currently trade around that range. And we have exposure to a basket of projects in very comfortable geopolitical settings, and we're going to be active this year. We're going to be drilling and doing geophysics and developing and moving these assets forward. I mean, we went through quite a financial shakeout in the marketplace, and we did what we thought was necessary, and I think it was prudent. We put everything on hold so we could conserve our treasury until such times as the market demonstrated that it was, you could raise funds again to move projects forward, and we're certainly in that environment again. So we think we're very well positioned to take advantage of positive metal prices and develop a meaningful project or more that the majors will be interested in.
Well, that's good, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Don, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Northern Lion Gold.
Yeah, no, that's really good. My partner, John Lando, is the president of Northern Lion Gold. John and I go back some 20-plus years. We were both equity traders with the RBC Dominion. We set off on our own after working there for 10 years to set up our own investor relations communications company in the early 90s, and we did that for a good part of 8 or 9 years successfully. Had lots of clients. After the tech boom bust in 2000, we decided that we would put together our own projects, and with that we put together Northern Lion, raised substantial funds and identified projects to go forward with, and successfully sold one of those projects. And so that's John and my background. Our board is made up of Mark Bailey is a director of the company. He's the president of Mindfinders Corporation, which is
we're very familiar with listed
on the American Stock Exchange and the Toronto Stock Exchange. They've got a wonderful project called the Dolores Project in Mexico. Yes, a good friend and a long time. Part of the Northern Lion team. Also, Dr. Max Baker is on our board of directors. And Max has been very successful in the mining industry with some 30-plus international years of experience in the international markets, a director of exploration for Oriole Resources, chief geologist at Newcrest, and so on. Let's see, also Dr. Alf Bjorklund, who's an internationally recognized geochemist. A lot of the grassroots projects that we've identified have come to our attention by Dr. Bjorklund. He employs very interesting styles of geochemistry, and then we apply them in the field. To go out and search and get the indicators of mineralization out there. So he's been very important. Joan McCorkendale is, again, somebody we've worked with for the last 10-plus years. She's worked at Project Geologist, VP Exploration for senior and junior mining companies, including Noranda Exploration, Goldcorp. She worked at Red Lake for many years, as well as very much involved in the discovery of the Snap Lake deposit, which is a diamond deposit up in the Northwest Territories with Windspear Resources. So we have a real strong, as I stated earlier, geologically sound team, and that's really where it all starts. John and I have the ability to raise funds and do the public company business that you have to do, and corporate finance departments and so on. But at the end of the day, you know, you've got to find the goods out there, and to do that you need good quality people, and we've got a strong team in that regard.
Well, great. And so what goals has the team here set for Northern Lion over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, the next 12 months, we came out of the financial tsunami that we all witnessed out there, and we spent that time to really review our projects, get rid of some projects that we were working on. We had to prioritize on those things, and one of the things that we saw that was lacking within our portfolio mix was a strong exposure to gold story. So we have spent this last year and a bit generating, advancing this Cyprus project, because we believe there's a serious untold gold story in Cyprus. It's been known over the course of thousands of years now as the great copper destination in the world for VMS deposits. But because of Cyprus's history and its geopolitical instability in the 60s and 70s when Turkey and Greece went to loggerheads in the country, basically all the major mining companies that were active there, minor and major, left the country. The UN was stationed there. It was an armed border between the two halves of the island. Over the course of the last 10 years, though, the politics have stabilized significantly. The Greek half of Cyprus has joined the European Union, and it is all very much open for business. We find ourselves as literally the only exploration company in Cyprus. And, there's been over 30 mines operated in the country over the last 40 years. Almost every one of these deposits are multi-element, i.e. zinc, silver, copper, and have not been looked at from gold. We've done an extensive amount of sampling there, and we do see gold. So we think it's just a wonderful opportunity for us to find ourselves a deposit in Cyprus, which will have strong exposure to gold as well as high-grade copper and zinc and all the like.
Certainly. And so do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Nope. I mean, that's got to be our job going forward. I think there's a lot of competition out there in the investment world and community for projects. You constantly need to be, you know, making news and having developments and setting goals and reaching your milestones and doing all those things. And over the course of the last year and a half since we stopped our Portugal exploration and drill programs, our stock has really, I think, probably gone off the radar screen. And it's, you know, interviews like this and other initiatives that we will be taking going forward as we get busy on our Cyprus project and reestablish our Moura project in Portugal, I think that we will begin to get some traction within the investing community, and that should, you know, that should do very well for the share price.
Great, certainly. And once again, joining us today is Don Flahiff, VP of Corporate Development for Northern Lion Gold. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is NL, currently trading at 10 cents a share. Now, before we conclude, Don, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider NL as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, we're a Canadian-based, European-focused exploration company. I think that's very unique. We have over $3 million in cash and assets. We have no debt. We have 31 million shares issued. That means we have a market cap of $3 million with $3 million in cash and securities present. We have a diversified portfolio of projects in geopolitically sound locations in the world, Portugal, Cyprus, and Sweden, highly prospective. Our Portugal projects have two known lead, zinc, silver deposits on them, large land packages, 100% owned, highly leveraged to success through exploration, and we have a nice strong interest in gold exploration with our Cyprus story right now. So we think we cover the resource basket of commodities that are gonna thrive in the years going forward here.
Well, great, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress and report on your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today, Don.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to talk about Northern Lion and its projects, and I look forward to providing many more news updates in regards to our projects.